Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second, the right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third, the catcher, John Romano. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. For the Washington Senators, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second, the third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third, the right fielder, Woody Held. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Don Locke. Batting seventh, the catcher, Joe McCabe. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Pete Rickard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pete Rickard. And now, play ball. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is hit by the pitch. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is hit by the pitch. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Howard moves to second. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Howard moves to third. Seavers moves to second. Bob Locker now pitching. Joe McCabe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCabe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Howard scores. Seavers moves to third. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Seavers scores. McCabe moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Senators. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McMullen. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Locker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blasingame for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Skowron hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Skowron reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-1 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Held. Berry reaches second base with a double. Skowron scores. It's White Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-1 in the game. Weiss is walked intentionally. Don Buford pinch runs for Al Weiss. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker is 0-1 in the game. Locker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. the Senators will come to bat. Don Buford now playing second base. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Locke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a line drive towards the mound. Rickard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rickard, and towards Blasingame, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Skowron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Romano moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe McCabe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCabe is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCabe is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Pete Rickard. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. Brinkman moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Kirkland reaches second base with a double. Brinkman moves to third. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Blasingame is walked intentionally. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brinkman tags and scores. Kirkland tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Senators. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Blasingame moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Rijik now pitching. Joe Cunningham now playing first base. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a pop-up towards the mound. Rijik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bob Locker. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. Hansen scores. Buford moves to second. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Senators, 3. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 3 in the game. Cater hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson is hit by the pitch. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ted Wills now pitching. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Locke strikes out. One out. Bob Chance pinch hits for Joe McCabe. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cunningham moves to second. Mike Brumley pinch hits for Steve Rijik. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Brumley now catching. Frank Kreutzer now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Skowron. The throw from Brumley and he is safe. Skowron steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Blasingame hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McMullen strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blasingame moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Blasingame moves to third. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Howard moves to second. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Brumley and he is out, Brinkman applying the tag. One out. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King pinch hits for Frank Kreutzer. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 0 for 1 in the game. Brumley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Blasingame hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Klein now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Scourin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brumley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McMullen takes first base on ball four. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Held strikes out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.